Welcome, everybody, to episode 391 of RP Grinders on our way to an epic 400. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, the Frosty One himself, the Mug, is on assignment this week. Gentlemen, how are you?
What kind of assignment is he on?
It's sex orgy number 5, man. Come on. You know what he's doing.
Wait, you assigned him to an orgy?
No, he assigned himself to an orgy.
Oh.
I think this week it's a bunch of high-paid male midgets is what's going on this week.
So. Why are they high-paid? Is that is that the thing going on right now?
I guess, man.
Male midgets, that's the thing?
I guess. You know, to each his own. I'm okay with it. You know, whatever. Whatever.
I was just wondering why he's paying so much money. I mean, you know, it's his money, though.
He could get the, the usual, $20, rims.
$20 toothless tour. Yeah, those are good.
Exactly.
So I've heard.
Yeah, so you've heard. Exactly.
They have to take out their false teeth before they give you a gun.
Oh, my God, that's awful, man. I saw, what was it, Life on the Break? It's that HBO, special about hookers on the point or whatever in New York. And there was one hooker that actually had that thing, man. That was what she was looking for, taking out her dentures before giving it.
Unfortunately, back in my retail days, I know a guy a woman who got promoted because she did that to a boss. It's like, God. And then you saw the woman, and then you're like, why? Like, why would you even let her touch your penis, dude? What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah. How about you, Eric? How was your week, man?
I had to work overtime twice over the week, and I got really sore because I did a lot of crap that day.
Ooh. Hey, at least extra money, though, right? All right, gents, let's get started with the news. Let's get this – I want to zip through the news, so let's we shouldn't have a hard time, but let's get through it, Eric.
All right. First off, we've got from Destructoid. This is Monster Hunter. It says the beautiful Monster Hunter Online. Subjective opinion, okay. is getting an English patch on May 30th. So do you know there's a free-to-play Monster Hunter that runs on CryEngine 3 on PCs? You might not, since the game has only been released in China, but that's about to change thanks to a modding team named Team HD. The plan is to release a beta English translation patch a week from today on May 30th. You can already get the game installed and running by following guides that the team has provided and apply the patch once it's released. Now, that's assuming Capcom doesn't C&D them all.
Yeah, it looks pretty, by the way.
If they call it the beautiful Monster Hunter, I think I might try that.
Yeah.
If that's what they want to name it, I mean.
Yeah, but only if that's what
regular Monster Hunter, not so much.
Yeah. All right, speaking of monsters.
The only thing I don't like about this article is this comment on how the 3DS Monster Hunter game generations looks compared to this. And how it says it looks on par with a decent-looking PS2 game. How about it looks good for a 3DS game? Because what it's doing is actually pretty incredible.
Yeah, how about that?
Because, most 3DS games tend to look more like DS games.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand what you're saying there, Eric. There's always negative Nellies when it comes to Nintendo, man. I've just grown to accustomed to that. All right, speaking of Monster Hunter, Breakman, next story, please.
Oh, another Monster Hunter story. Comes us live from Gamatsu. Monster Hunter Stories launches October 8th in Japan. Monster Hunter Stories will launch for 3DS in Japan on October 8th. I thought we weren't going to do any more Japan-only stories.
We just did this
Capcom
one.
Capcom.
No. No, we didn't.
No. You're talking about stories. That's right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay, Eric. It's okay. Capcom will also release 3 Monster Hunter Stories amiibo figures alongside the game that will let players obtain special Otomon in-game. The amiibos include
Otomon.
Otomon, yeah.
Otomon, okay. One-eyed Raphalos and Ryder. And one-eyed Raphalos and Ryder for 1,800. There's a female and a male version of Ryder for 1,800 yen each. And
of course, the male version's cheaper.
No, they're the same price.
Oh, yeah, wait. It says for one. Oh, Nibiru. I missed that.
That's fine. And Nibiru for 1,200 yen. Capcom is planning to release a second set of amiibos this winter, unless this game fails, in which case they won't do that.
This game
limited coins of the game will include Raphalos costume for Nibiru. If you have done Monster Hunter Generation save data on your 3DS, you'll receive the bonus Dino Valdo
costume. It's a Monster Hunter game. It won't fail.
Yeah,
I know. And now we're a one-handed sword for the protagonist. The game also has various shop-specific Automon bonuses.
They spelled it wrong. It's supposed to be Automon.
And related news, Capcom has announced that Monster Hunter Stories anime, officially titled Monster Hunter Stories Ride On, will premiere on Fuji TV in October. Yeah, they're doubling down on Monster Hunter. Apparently that's the only thing that's making them money right now in Capcom.
I believe that's correct, man. I think you're
right. They sure as hell not making money on Street Fighter V.
No, well, with Capcom, one of their problems is when they find a hit, like, they just... You know, they double down and triple down, quadruple down until nobody wants to play their shit anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we're going to talk about a dead horse that Capcom should probably just leave dead.
Is that next?
No. It's later.
All right. Let's move on to a story from everybody's favorites.
Capcom kills all horses.
Yeah. Silicon Era. Dungeon Buster's in chat. What's up, Dungeon?
Silicon horses. Is that what you said?
Silicon horses. Higurashi, When They Cry... Channel 3, I think that's what that means. Chapter 3. Tatarigoroshi coming to Steam in June. Murder mystery visual novel. What I just said. The third chapter in the Higurashi When They Cry series will be releasing in English on Steam.
You skipped one, by the way.
Did I skip one? I don't.
Yeah.
I didn't skip one.
I got one about Infinite Dumbass.
I have no idea. I'll let you do that next.
That's
Eric.
Not on my list either. Yeah, I've got Higurashi.
You missed it.
It's what? No. I'm looking at the list of the stories right now. We have the two Monster Hunter stories, and then Higurashi When They Cry is the third story.
Yeah.
Oh wait. I don't know why mine loaded up first. Then that's weird.
All right.
Are you drunk tonight, Eric?
No. I don't. Okay. I think I know what happened. It just failed to load, I think.
All right. So June 24th, feature new artwork for the game as well as uncut version of the story. Every year in Hinamizawa, there's a mysterious...
I'm not drunk, but I think Chrome is.
Yeah. And a mysterious disappearance...
Drunken Chrome.
Drunken Chrome. There you go. There's a name. Unsure whether it is a conspiracy or a curse, players must decipher... what is really going on this reenacted murders. So there you go. Another visual novel. This story sounds decent, man. I need to start playing some of these things. Yeah, sounds like something that...
Each of the chapters is a standalone story, which kind of acts like a route in a visual novel. How some visual novels have branching paths. These are kind of like those branching paths, but you don't make any decisions.
That's all right. I dig stuff like that. You know, sometimes you have to decompress from the, harder games that are out there and do something that's not quite so challenging, but still visually interesting and, story-wise okay. So, all right, Breakman, let's go with the next story.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Old school RPG, old school style 3DS RPG, Infinite Dumbasses by Kimco gets an English trailer. Dunamis, I guess is how you Dunamis. I'm going with Dunamis. Dumbasses. Dunamis? I like Dumbasses better.
Yeah,
Kimco's turn based RPG, Infinite Dunamis, released in Japan for Nintendo 3DS back in March, and it's headed to Europe this week and North America in the near future. Story, one day while returning home from a job
It's actually out on the eShop now as of yesterday.
On the Google Play? And
No, eShop. This is the 3DS release.
Oh, my bad. Wow. That Kimco, I just completely blanked out even though I read that line. Wow, okay. Back to the story. Infinite Dumbasses. One day while returning home from a job in the Royal City... and gifted engineer by the name of Luke comes across a young woman being attacked in a cave near his village. After fending off her attackers, he attempts to pull her from a heap of discarded mechanical parts, only to discover she herself is half-robot. Somewhat curious about what he has stumbled upon onto.
Wouldn't that make her a cyborg?
Yeah, well, the bottom half's probably robots. There's probably no sex in this. I would just leave her there and walk away. Luke decides to take her home and fix her up. But little does he realize the chain of events he is about to find himself tangled up in. So this is like when Luke discovered 3PO in R2. Wait a minute, this character's name's Luke too. What the hell?
Brakeman.
Unlike other party members, Estelle's perimeters do not see substantial growth when she levels up. Instead, she has the ability to utilize items called crystals, souls, and cores to augment and strengthen her parameters with an unprecedented degree of flexibility.
It's kind of like Saga, then.
Yeah. Brakeman just made for the most lackluster game/movie ever created in the history of mankind. Man finds cyborg on the road and walks on without doing anything.
Wait, oh God, which half of you is robotic?
Hey, the bottom
half, you know, like below the knees, right?
Yeah, below the waist. Think about that. Still the top half, man.
Well, what if the robot half is still fuckable?
Yeah.
I don't know. Does she have a really nice top half that's human still?
You wouldn't have to worry about babies.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah. That's a great point, man. There you go.
Battle on the system. Dealing continuous attacks with allies generates chains and results in varying bonuses for the party. Furthermore, as battles progress, Gaia icons will occasionally appear in the center action bar and deal out effects according to their type. But beware. Okay. Weapon skills are learned by equipping a weapon and raising its proficiency to 100%. In doing so, another weapon can be equipped while retaining the mastered skill. However, a weapon's proficiency does not stop at 100% and can be raised much further to increase to enhance its capabilities. Okay, well, that doesn't make any sense. 100% is 100%. Jesus. No math, assholes. It'll be out on May 26th, which was yesterday in Europe.
I just said, earlier.
Yeah. Sorry.
It sounds interesting, man. I wish
that Kemco would get a better translation team because their localizations are kind of spotty.
Mm. Yeah, but this looks good. I would play this. When it comes out, I might. This is something I might be.
It's out now.
No. Like the North American version, man.
It's out now. That's what I've been telling you.
Why does it say?
It's on the eShop.
But, oh shit. What does it say in the near future? This article's not.
This article's a little old.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next story. This one comes to us.
I don't think they expected Kemco to actually put it out the week that they posted this.
I gotcha. All right, let's move on to the next story. This comes from everybody's favorite, Silicon Era. Visual Arts confirm Rewrite Plus's localization at ASEN 2016. Blah blah blah. During a press interview session, Takahiro Baba, the CEO of Visual Arts, confirmed Rewrite Plus would be released outside of Japan. In addition, flyers at the developer and publisher's booth showed Rewrite Plus as part of the English software lineup, alongside titles like Clannad, Planetarian, Tomoyo After It's a Wonderful Life, Little Busters, Perfect Edition, and Harmonia. Thank God that wasn't harmonica. Then
or chlamydia, because that would suck too.
That would suck too. So there you go. And just goes on to talk a little bit about it. So Rewrite, what is Rewrite? Right? Anybody know? Eric?
It's an old Key visual novel, which I don't think had an English release. Although the Rewrite did have a fan translation.
There you go.
So this is just an improved version of that game.
All right, well, there you go. All right, Eric, next story.
It doesn't say whether or not it'll be the adult version or what, but...
It's not going to be the adult version, man. Come on.
It says it's coming to Steam, but they could, work with a publisher like Sekai Project to get an adult version on Denbasoft if they want later.
All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story. Slapstick RPG West of Loathing casts players as cowpunchers and snake oilers. This is from Silicon Era. Choose to be a cowpuncher, B, Bean Slinger, or Snake Oiler as you set out into the goofy, stick-person-filled world of turn-based RPG West of Loathing.
What the hell's a Snake Oiler?
Like, that's a play on Snake Oil Salesman, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if that's what they meant, or they meant, like, they're actually snakes, because, I don't know, this game, it's a goofy sense of humor type thing. Yeah. I don't know. Just
players can choose among three classes, which bear many similarities to warriors and wizards, and set out to into an absurd Old West, exploring gulches, drinking in saloons, and delivering justice to sarcastic bandits, in quotes. In the words of the developer, danger and dumb jokes lurk around every corner.
I like it. I like it already.
I'm looking at this.
The game looks like it looks like a D&D session, but they've presented visualizations through their own drawings.
Mm-hmm. Not just stick figure drawings. What were you going to say, Brake?
Looking at the buildings, like there aren't any straight lines in this game.
No,
it looks like I drew it.
Yeah. Since it's based in the same universe as Kingdom of Loathing, an equally ridiculous MMO that the developers have been running since 2003 and gathered over 2 million players in its lifetime.
Yeah,
I've heard of Kingdom of Loathing. I just never played it.
Never played it either, but it looks really good. I don't know. It's just stupid good. Like
since it's early in development.
Yeah.
Although you can vote for it on Steam Greenlight.
Yeah. I would play this.
They're looking like for a 2017 release.
2017. That's way in the distance, man. Holy shit. Well, it looks cool, man. It's like a little stick figure gallery type thing. I don't know, man. I'd play it. Maybe I'd play this next game, too. This comes to us from Gamatsu. I definitely would play it. Atelier Furious announced for PS4 and PS Vita.
It's banned in my household.
Yeah.
We should have made you read it.
Yeah. The cover of this week's Dengeki PlayStation. Okay.
Not to be confused with Atelier Iris.
Yeah. Next Atelier game, first teased by Gus last week, is Atelier Fyrus. The not virus, not iris, but virus. The alchemist of the mysterious journey for PlayStation 4 and PS Vita.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's Fury.
Here is main carry Furious or Virus, whatever. Couple of good pictures there. There's an update. There's new characters. Game elements are as follows. Theme of the story is travel. Virus does not have a particular alchemy studio, but does alchemy while traveling. Game will have large-scale fields bigger than previous Atelier games, including diverse areas like a mountain district and a winter area buried in snow. There are places where a town and mountain exist in a single field. Fire's outfit will change throughout her journey. The concept of time also exists.
That's so good, because you'd have one character model in an Atelier game and you'd be stuck with that model, even if the game took over the course of several years.
Yeah.
Which is lazy of them.
Dungeon Buster says he wishes someone would do a Deadlands video game adaptation. Steampunk, horror, Confederate, zombies, oh yes. That actually sounds good, man. I'd be down for that. Freak5 says, so I scratched my itch to play Final Fantasy IV, and I really realized something I hadn't thought about before. When a party members are about to leave, I remove all their gear. So when Golzep kidnaps Rosa, I just stripped her naked. There you go.
Some games just do that for you. Yeah. Too bad many of them still don't.
A lot of them don't do that, man, and it sucks. Like, if you don't know, like when a party member's about ready to leave and you've already built them up with a lot and you bought them a lot of shit, like that, it just goes away.
Or even worse, you've given them your rare sword and like, yeah, here you go. Like, you're my most powerful character. Wait, before you go, can I have that sword? Can I have the sword back?
I've had that.
At least Final Fantasy V had the decency to replace Gelof with someone who has all of the same abilities they did.
Mm. And, like, everything exactly the same.
And then you have an all-girl party except for Butts. Barts, or whatever his name was in the U.S. version.
Yeah. All right, guys. Breakman, next story, please.
Well, there are some games, like, he said you strip Rydia before she leaves, so you go on the boat with a naked little girl, according to Freak 5 Apocalypse. But she rejoins your party. Doesn't she rejoin with the equipment she had?
I don't remember.
No. So she has a different set of equipment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Because there are some games like where somebody will leave and then they'll rejoin your party. Like Dragon Quest
IV. With the exact same equipment that they had when they left.
So. Yes, Dragon Warrior IV was like that. Like you'd have Ragnar at the very beginning. You'd get him at like level 11. Like, oh, he's so powerful. And then when you rejoin your party, like, what the fuck? Like, god damn it. Now I got to buy new weapons and armor. A copper sword? Really? You're a soldier.
Copper sword. All right, Brake. Next story, man.
Okay, coming to us live from Destructoid, Shinran Kagura.
Senran.
Shinran?
Senran.
No, Senran. There's Senran. No H there.
I'm sorry. Shinran Kagura, Shinobi Versus heads to PC next week. Available via Steam for $30. The PlayStation Vita is losing yet another exclusive next week. Whoopsie. It'll be on Steam on Wednesday, June 1st.
To be fair, it's been out for a couple of years.
The PC version, yeah, well, that's that. Yeah, why are they complaining? The PC version features full HD visuals with 60 frames per second and comes with all the downloadable content.
It's just the best improvement for that game ever because the frame rate for the Vita version isn't that good. I mean, it's not 30, but it is stable at least.
Yeah. So this is the optimal way to play this game, then.
Yeah.
If you have a PC, then yes.
Yeah. All right, Eric's next story.
I'm surprised they didn't port it to the PS4. Anyways, this is Destructoid.com. Valkyria Azure Revolution is changing based on negative demo feedback.
I love it. Go ahead.
Taking a beloved strategy series and essentially transforming it into an action game was always going to be a risk, and for developer MediaVision with Valkyria Azure Revolution, it didn't seem to pay off. Japanese players got their hands on the demo recently and did not take well to the changes. According to the director, Takeshi Kazawa, they're going to alter the core game based on feedback, which notes they will add in more RPG elements, like take away the time stop power, make combat more strategic, and even add an additional party member. And he says that he notes that fans expect a certain playstyle from this franchise, and I'll adjust accordingly with a new demo in the summer. I don't think it was the gameplay shift so much as it was they saw the gameplay and thought it was garbage. Maybe it wasn't so much it was an action game, so much it was a terrible action game.
Yeah, that's what
a gameplay shift sounds like. Trying to be as politically correct as absolute possible. You know,
I'm more.
They probably just want to do a. Something new instead of another strategy action RPG hybrid.
Yeah, I'm more apt to believe video game focus groups than I am like movie focus groups. Like, there have been plenty of bad changes to movies that focus groups are like responsible for.
This focus group is the people actually playing this shit.
Yeah, exactly, man. You know, so whatever. All right, let's move on to another Valkyria-related story.
I mean, I wish I could read some of the comments that the Japanese players were making, and I hope it's not a case of, we just want more strategy RPG, because I really wish it were that the case that it was just not good.
Yeah.
Because then the developers are staring away from their own vision and caving into the demands of fans.
Well, maybe it's not a bad thing in this case. I don't know, Eric. You'd have to see the comments. Another Valkyria story coming from Japanishhorror.com. Valkyria Chronicles soundtrack gets released outside Japan for the first time. Update. An earlier version of this post erroneously asserted that Scarlet Moon Productions was responsible for the release of the soundtrack when it only provided promotional support for Basketball's release. Japanator regrets the error. Alright, so now the album is available for the first time outside Japan, and overseas fans of Sakimoto or the Valkyria Chronicles series can pick up the album on iTunes. The full soundtrack from the game is included on the soundtrack, including the vocal track Succeeded Wish, sung by actress Megumi Toyoguchi, who plays Rosie in the game. Piano solo version of the track is also included as a bonus. So there you go. If you're into soundtracks, I like a lot of RPG soundtracks. Go pick this up on iTunes. That's pretty good news. So there you go. All right. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is from... I need to reload it. Oh, wait. There we go. Now a rollover ad for the game in question pops up.
Son of a bitch.
I hate that, man.
Sucks. Anyways, Steins Gate Zero coming west for PS4, PS Vita in 2016. P-Cube will release Steins Gate Zero for PlayStation 4 and PS Vita in North America and Europe in 2016, the publisher announced. Says it will appear at London MCM Comic Con this weekend with a trailer playing as part of a trailer reel at the Rice Digital booth. If you're in attendance, whisper El Sai Kung Gru to the staff and you'll get a free Steins Gate Zero poster. Steins Gate Zero is a sci-fi visual novel that explores a branch of one of Steins Gate's endings. It sees Rintaro Okabe and the future Gadget Lab members, along with new characters, star in a story about AI and the creation of something called Amadeus, which allows users to interact with stored memories of another person. They do not announce plans to localize a PS3 version of Steins. Some said Wendy's.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric. Sorry.
I just said that they don't have any plans for the PS3 version.
All right. I like the fact that they included Amadeus. That's really cool. By any chance, is the song Rock Me Amadeus going to fit in?
That's not what it's referring to.
Oh, okay. I was, one could always hope, you know. That's what I'm saying. Like, Rock Me Amadeus. You remember that song, Break?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Did you like it?
I guess.
You're exiled. How could you not like this?
It's alright. I mean, I don't know why you're playing it now.
I don't know. I hear Amadeus, and I just have to. Even that movie, Amadeus, I have to play this, man.
Yeah.
But,
that's a good movie.
It is a good movie. Everybody should see that movie.
Yeah.
If they haven't. And listen to this song. All right, I'm done, guys. Sorry.
I think the movie's pretty factually accurate, isn't it? I mean, other than they filled in a lot of stuff, but I mean, for the most part, like how he died young and stuff like that.
Yeah. They got some stuff right. In chat, they're talking about Tella the Pedo in Final Fantasy IV.
All I have to say is Freak 5 is awful.
Maybe not as awful as this.
Now you realize that?
No, I just want to say it again.
Yeah. He's not quite as awful as Silicon Era, which our next story is from. become a martial arts princess in Wuxia-inspired BN Book of Xu Legacy. Inspired by Inspired by Wuxia films and anime like Fist of the North Star, Kenichi and Katanagatari, visual novel Book of Xu Legacy cast players as martial artist Princess Aya, heir to an empire, as well as her family's fighting style.
She looks like an oni.
Yeah. Aya will face political struggles on her ascent to the throne, as well as more combative ones who will test her fighting skills. She won't be meeting new opponents along the way. She won't just be meeting new opponents on the way, as she can gain many new friends and allies on her journey to discover who she is and who she needs to become. Very zen. Players will be able to choose how much time they spend with these characters, which will open up options for romance or just help players better to get to know them. The developers are raising funds for the game on Kickstarter, of course, and will release the game for free upon completion. A demo, which covers the start of the game and some of Aya's relationship with her bodyguard and her mother, is also available on the Kickstarter site. So, there you go. Stick Stickley just joined chat.
Stick Stickley. I wonder if he's a character in that book, or that West of Loathing.
Yeah. Welcome, MXT, to chat. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
coming to us live from Gamatsu, Yomawari, Night Alone, launches for PS Vita. Was I even close, Eric?
Yes.
Awesome. PC on October 25th in North America and 28th in Europe. Why is Europe always like a few days behind us?
Because they release games on Friday like every other country in the world.
Eric just
got, I gotcha.
Eric just got slimed.
That does make more sense to release something for the week right before a weekend as opposed to releasing it during the week.
Yeah, like on Tuesday.
I got slimed by Stick Stickly.
Yeah. I just said that. You got slimed.
I thought you said slammed. I was like, what?
Slimed.
Oh, I thought he meant he was like in a sexual relationship with Stick Stickly. NIS America has announced a Steam PC version of Yomawari Night Alone and confirmed both the PS Vita and PC versions will launch in North America. Yeah, but I already said that. You guys, what the hell? Have you been reading Silicon Era? Because you guys are starting to – your first paragraphs are starting to sound a lot like theirs.
Yeah.
In case you didn't read the headline, that's what it's there for.
I guess. The $39.99 PS Vita retail version, the game will be bundled with – what the hell? HTO – what? No, lowercase.
Hotel hashtag geek.
Okay, no, let me spell this out for people. Lowercase HTO, capital L, pound sign, capital N, lowercase I, capital Q. What the that's I'm supposed to get hotel from that? The Firefly Diary. It's a $49.99 PC Vita limited edition include the original soundtrack, two art books, and a collector's box. Ooh. A collector's box.
A collector's box. That's the stupidest fucking
thing. Yeah, no, I still got my Halo 2 collector's box. What good that done me. Yeah. The NIS America store has another one, a $59.99 limited edition for the PS Vita and PC. You get the same bonuses as the standard version and limited in addition to a heat-changing tumbler.
Yeah.
So what? Unlike some of our zanier titles, and this comes from to us from the PlayStation blog, Yomawari, Night Alone, allows you to revisit your childhood fears, especially the fear of the dark. I wasn't really that afraid of the dark as a kid.
It's not the darkness, it's what lies in it. That's scary.
Yes. For fans of survival, yeah, I was afraid of what was in the dark. Yeah, that's a good point. For fans of survival horror, mystery, and stealth action, I didn't want the monster killing me at any point. This will be a perfect little gem, or would that be two gems to add to your collection? Well, with a little smartass. The story begins with a little girl who lives with her beloved dog and sister in a small town. A routine stroll at dusk leaves her devastated as she runs home with only an empty leash in her hand. Oh, I don't like how this is going.
Yeah.
As if losing her dog wasn't already traumatizing enough, the little girl's sister goes missing the same night. With only a flashlight and a backpack to store the different items and clues she finds around town about the mysterious disappearances, a dark and dangerous tale begins.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
This sounds good, man. Like, it sounds really good.
Your dog goes missing? Like, that's, like, yeah. Like, I probably wouldn't get any sleep until I found my dog. Yomawari, Night Alone, features a unique blend of survival horror with stealth action gameplay. How is that unique? Along the way, you will also find all sorts of objects from keys to slippers to cat biscuits.
Yeah, we talked about this game last week, guys. Yep. And Mug was commenting on the character design. It looks... like, kind of cute, but terrorizing at the same time. Like, I can't explain it. It's good artwork. Like, it's unique.
It's darkly cartoonish.
I'm excited for this. I just wish I had a goddamn
Vita.
Yeah. Then I would definitely
play
this.
Go steal us a couple. You know, for the good of the show, go steal us a few of them. Like, four of them.
Yeah.
We could always make a Kickstarter.
There you go. Freak Five.
I don't know. You could set up a Patreon for this podcast and get us some stuff.
Yeah. Apparently, Freak Five sent us a Would You Rather, which we'll read later. He also says, haven't I ever told you about my telepedo theory? He chases his daughter and she dies, but he doesn't even try to use Life One on her.
Because she actually died. I think Life One's actually only supposed to recover unconscious people, not dead people.
She probably ran away from him molesting her, and while running from him, she got too old for him, and that's why he didn't try to bring her back to life. It's an interesting theory. All right, let's move on to the last story. Come to us from Destructoid. Dragon Quest Builders localization confirmed actually includes Vita, PS4 2.
Holy shit, Square's actually doing a Vita game. That's not Final Fantasy.
I know. If only you hadn't launched with awful proprietary expensive memory cards against the dirt cheap generic ST card support of the 3DS. Maybe we're looking at a different timeline, less dark timeline that involved I Am Setsuna not getting canceled on Vita in the West. But Square Enix, along with Atlas, is still semi-supporting the little thing that could, including...
Don't forget the Vita release of Romancing Saga 2 not happening either.
Including the new Dragon Quest Builders localization that was just announced. Yep, the West will be able to pick up Builders this October on both the PS4 and the Vita. So it's like a Minecraft game.
It's digital only on the Vita, but hey, it's something.
Yeah. Let's see. So this is that Dragon Quest Minecraft game, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. I'm down for it.
I'm interested.
It's Dragon Quest Minecraft, so that means it has a story. So that means there's actually a reason to play it. For me, anyway.
Let's see. Dungeon Buster says, just hope the dog doesn't end up like the one in The Fly 2. Ooh, yeah, that would suck. Yes, I did read that as a serious comment. Okay, I'm caught up on chat. All right, that's the news. That's the news, guys. Damn, we got that through that pretty quick. Any homie discounts this week, Eric?
There's a sale going on at PSN right now, but I need to recheck that.
Something on Newegg here. I don't know what the hell that is.
That's from last week. It's still active, so I left it there.
Oh, Quantum Break. You can still get it.
You can still get it for like $35 at Newegg with that code. It'll be good until the 28th, but I think Best Buy also has a similar deal.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know if that deal's over or not.
Any Twitter questions?
There are some Twitter goings on since, you know, you and Freak, why don't you guys leave me out of it next time?
Oh, yeah, the sale that's going on at PSN is called the Extended Play Sale. Up to 75% or 80% off.
Leave you out of what, Break?
You and Freak, whatever you guys are doing.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I think you guys are flirting with each other in a weird way. Okay, coming to us from Freak 5 Chaos. I am inspired by words at Frank Branches mispronounces to create a band. It can be named Exiled Wolfshard.
I hate you guys so much. Freak 5, you're exiled, man.
Well, he goes on. At Frank Branches, I can play my didgeridoo, and at Moria Mug with his harmonica, we can have songs about things Frank Branches hates.
Everything.
Which case, Frank responds with, I've never mispronounced exiled, sir.
Yeah.
And then Frank says, you would have plenty of material, things Frank hates. #
Yeah, exactly.
Freak 5 Cast responds with, at Frank and Moria, trains, Kickstarter, cops, and one about things that are better than DQ8.
Freak, I wouldn't do any of those. I just kill all three of them.
There you go.
Freak 5 Cast responds with, that is the point, you mispronounce exile as exile. And then Frank responds that DQ8 is better than almost anything and everything, especially harmonica.
MXT is mentioning that your life story is on Netflix, 10,000 BC.
Yeah, and MXT is exiled for that.
Well, your birthday is coming up. You'd be around that old.
Fuck off, Eric.
And then Freak goes with Moria Mug and Breakman on vocals. He can sing like he isn't sure how each word is pronounced. You probably don't want me singing. Listen to Friday's episode, and while discussing someone's bitching about the Ghostbusters reboot, at Frank Branches says he hates people who use their platform to tell others what to do. He just did that last week about X-Men.
Look, you did, but James wasn't telling people not to see the movie.
And then Frank responds with, I also admitted I have been guilty of doing those same things.
Well,
and Freak responds with, and then he continually told people this week does not see X-Men. But I must say, Frank whining about X-Men is better than the
Q8. Get out of here. Fucking exiled.
Moria decided to get in on the fun. As has already been established, DQ8 is only better than sex with at Frank Branches. Wow. Exiled, a lot of you, says Frank. And then Moria says, I'm still shaky on what exactly that is meant to do.
Sons of bitches.
Making hey, fun of your pronunciation of the word exiled.
Do your kids play Dragon Quest or do they play Minecraft?
Yes, to both. Check this out, though. I want to make a quick point about the platform that I'm using is a much smaller platform than almost anybody else. RP Grinder is not, you know, not up there.
We're not PewDiePie.
Yeah, we're not PewDiePie or any of those Let's Players. Even DSP has. This is sickening to me. DSP has.
I think that's just because people like watching him fail.
Well, I understand.
Rather than
that,
they actually like him.
Yeah, but he's making money, man. I'm not making any money off Grinders. The minute that I start making money on Grinders is the minute that I stop telling people not to see ABC. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Dungeon Buster says he said he saw X-Men. It's no Civil War. Look, I'm going to go see it too.
Well, I don't think anything could be Civil War. So
I can talk about X-Men later.
Civil War.
But I'm still on Twitter right now.
Yeah.
Civil War's done because we have a Would You Rather.
All right, let's hear the Would You Rather, man.
This one isn't as disgusting as a lot of them. This one actually kind of makes me think a little. Would you rather, and this is Freak 5 Cast, of course. Would you rather relive your most embarrassing moment or experience your worst nightmare?
I don't think I've had a worst nightmare yet.
That's easy for me because I've never had an embarrassing moment. So, you know.
I've had plenty of those.
I guess I'd have to relive the embarrassing moment because I wouldn't want to, like, experience my worst nightmare.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's an easy one.
I mean, that'd be like everybody else is dead and then I can't die. Like watching everyone die slowly while I can't die, I think.
Dungeon Buster's a beaut, man. Frank knew Apocalypse before he became the first mutant. Son of a bitch.
Oh, man. Son of a bitch still owes you money, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Better or worse than Freddy Got Fingered for X-Men? It's probably better. Freddy Got Fingered is pretty awful.
Freddy Got Fingered is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie, but I hear stupid
things.
All right.
Like, literally, there's a scene in the movie where he jacks off an elephant.
Ooh. Yeah.
Don't see that movie.
I'm taking your advice. I'll watch Kung Fu and Titties again before I see that. All right. By the way, did you see that, Breakman?
No, I've been watching X-Men all week.
Dude.
I went to see like early screenings of it. I broke in the movie theater on Monday just to watch it. Just because Frank didn't want me to.
Yeah, son of a bitch. All right, any more Twitter questions, Break?
No, that's it.
All right, what have you been playing, Break?
Well, I've been playing a lot of watching the X-Men movie over and over again, so not much.
Son of a bitch! Exiled! Son of a bitch!
Same old.
All right. Eric, what have you been playing, man?
I played and beat Uncharted 4 over the last weekend.
Yay!
And I'll have a little mini review for it later, but I do plan to do a written review. I probably will put it on my blog.
All right.
The first update in forever, and then I'll just say, yeah, I haven't really been keeping up with, you know, posting my review updates, so I'll have to do that eventually, do a review roundup. But I was going to do that before I posted anything else, but I guess I'll have to put my review up. But other than that, I wouldn't fear Leith Rosser. And a game that's still embargoed. Really, it's embargoed as soon so far as preview period goes.
Dragon Quest VIII is better than Freddy Got Fingered, you son of a bitches in chat. God damn it. Let's see. What else, Eric? Anything else?
No, just those three.
All right, I played, of course, Little Marvel Puzzle Quest, but
Penis Grid 2.
Yeah, I actually finished Wolf Among Us, so I'll have a review later on in the show. So there you go.
No spoilers.
I
haven't finished the other four seasons or episodes yet.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil it. There's really no spoiling. Everybody that goes through that game is going to have a different ending. I'm assuming. Mug wanted me to mention that he's been playing These Nuts Are Made for Walking 3 and stuck in the middle of two high school lunch ladies 5. So I just thought I'd mention that. Let's move on to our stinkos. Eric, your stinko.
Stinko would be, well, I got two of them. And one of them's Mega Man related and the other one's slightly Mega Man related. Because okay. It's not actually Mega Man. But and there's a new trailer for Mighty No. 9 that was put out by Deep Silver, which is the publisher for the physical release of the game. I think the game might actually be self-published by Inta Creates on digital formats, but I'm not entirely sure about that. Either way, it was a pretty cringeworthy trailer, and it even got the director from the game to complain about it on Twitter, how it was like one of the worst PVs he ever saw. Especially since one part of the preview, the point of contention is when they make the phrase "cry like an anime fan on prom night," which alienated an entire audience of the game.
It was that,
and Deep Silver's had a history of being shit either in the games that they publish or just PR in general. So yeah,
I saw the trailer, Eric.
Unless Deep Silver's gone completely insane and thinks they can out crazy the Sonic the Hedgehog Twitter account with a parody trailer of some kind. I don't know what they're thinking.
I don't know. That trailer was awful, man. Like what they should have, all they should have did with that was overlay it with this. The gameplay with this.
With Amadeus, really?
That's all they had to do, man. A little bit of gameplay. Breakman, Mighty No. 9, dude. How into it would you be if you saw a trailer with some gameplay of Mighty No. 9 and this?
The gameplay looks good. It's just the fucking announcer dude is just being cringeworthy as hell, and he sounds like that movie guy.
Yeah.
The Hollywood movie really trailer guy.
Yeah. I guarantee you, somebody's got to do that. Find that trailer.
So this is a big fuck you to Deep Silver. You're dog shit.
Yeah. So basically what you should do, guys, is
They probably ruined this game even more because of what they did.
Zombie.
And it's not even the game's own fault.
Fucking Freak 5, you're exiled.
It's not even Integrates or Inafune's fault.
Yeah.
And some people are going to lump them together in there anyways because they're dumb.
Yeah.
So fuck those people too.
Dungeon Buster says the narration was garbage. Somebody should do that. If you're listening out there, do a trailer.
Amadeus remix of the
trailer. Yeah, an Amadeus remix. If somebody does that and sends it to me, I'll have something from the prize ball
for them. And do what the guy did, but not with all that crappy dialogue, but just point out the highlights of the game.
How about not even that, just this. God damn, that would be so good. That'd be so good. I'd play that. I'd play almost any game with that. You know, if they did a trailer, Halo could have that music playing, and I'd fucking play Halo. All right.
And other news that's dog shit. The newly announced Mega Man cartoon. He looks a little weird, even for Man of Action standards.
Well, did you see the – well, of course you saw it, but I remember how weird the original cartoon looked.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably be better than that. I mean, nothing can be probably as bad as the Ruby Spears Mega Man cartoon. That was awful. Don't ever watch that show.
Muscly Mega Man.
It's worse than Captain N. I'd rather take Captain N Mega Man
over. No. I think it's better than Captain N. Because he's mega everything and he was green. At least he's fucking blue in his own cartoon.
But he's a man and not like a 13-year-old kid. Yeah. Anyways, they were just – I don't know why, but they decided to call him Oculite. And as he attends school and then moonlights as a blue bomber, so he's a secret agent kid or something. I don't know. And yes, there's apparently a mini Mega Mini guy who's inside of his head. I don't know why.
What?
But, And it says the show's humor is described as over the top, and I really hope it doesn't involve cramped Genie in the Bottle jokes about how Minnie has to constantly deal with Mega Man shit. That's how exactly how the show's going to end up, isn't it? That's what the writer said. But,
so this
yeah.
is what we get instead of a Mega Man game.
It could be good, but I'm getting Ben 10 vibes, and Ben 10 is awful. So don't.
I like the older Ben 10, like with the Alien Force and stuff like that. When they made him a teenager.
Ben 10, no.
But those are light cartoons. You know, I wouldn't call those like great cartoons. Like they're fun, but they're nothing like spectacular.
I'm just saying that the original Ben 10 was so awful, I didn't even want to deal with the other two series.
I think there's been a few series since then, actually. There's Alien Force, Ultimate something, and something.
Are those like just different seasons with different names attached?
They would be different seasons, except for they go with a completely different art style every time.
Oh, okay.
So there are different versions of Ben himself, just because of the completely different art style.
All right, Breakman. On that note, what's your stinko, man? Talking about zombie.
I'm gonna put the link in chat so you can see what Mega Man looks like. By the way.
My stinko goes to apparently Johnny Depp is a woman beater.
I saw that, man. I'd never heard of Johnny Depp being a womanizer at all.
Woman beater, not a womanizer. Yeah, apparently he was beating his wife Amber Heard.
How dare you, Freak Five? Puppy Monkey Baby is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, thank you.
That is terrible. That's just messed up. I liked watching Johnny Depp on the big screen, even though I was definitely tired of Jack Sparrow. I mean, I'm definitely tired of Jack Sparrow in the.
I'm definitely not watching the new.
That one too. That like those characters annoyed the shit out of me, but he did other characters that were a lot of fun, and just like that's really
like
sad.
Willy Wonka. Now Willy Wonka's got this even creepier overtone now that we know that he's done this.
That's all right. I'll go back to the superior actor for Willy Wonka anyways.
Gene Wilder? How about that?
I love Gene Wilder.
Yeah, Gene Wilder.
I fucking absolutely love that. He's amazing.
Gene Wilder is one of my favorites of all time. All
right. I like that. I like to hear that.
Yeah. I love
especially
Gene Wilder.
Like when him and Pryor worked together all those times. Like I love those movies.
Freak Five, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. All right. Your stinko break.
That was my stinko.
Oh, okay. Mine, check this out. You guys don't have kids, so you may not relate, but Freak Five in chat has kids. He can relate. I have
nephews and nieces, so.
Yeah, maybe you can relate.
Eric. Speaking of which, that'll be a sweeto.
That you don't have kids?
No, that I don't have to deal with kids, and I can just enjoy spending time with my nieces and nephews instead.
And not have to have the responsibility and payment. And yeah, okay. Look, I don't know how people feel about it, but like when people like get physical with my kids, I don't like it. And my kids were at a park that's actually right near my house for a school event, and they were. My son was playing with his friends. They were throwing water on each other, which was perfectly okay with the teachers. And one of the chaperones actually took exception to it and told a couple of the other kids, you know, a couple of my son's friends, that water was made for drinking and to stop throwing it at each other, which was ridiculous because it's – I mean, they do it every year. They go to that park and they throw water on each other. It's no big deal. But she decided to then go over to my son and push him out of the way of the water fountain.
What?
And said that she needed a drink. So my stinko goes to that chaperone. But it kind of goes into my sweeto because the school handled it correctly. They decided to call the police, basically. Which basically the police get a stinko from my vantage point because, well, their police. And, of course, they didn't want to do anything because my son wasn't injured. But I'm like, look, if I'm chaperoning, I am doing my damnedest not to touch anybody else's kids, man. Not
yeah, that, that – like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what – that's how I felt, man. So – I don't know. They gave me a case number, but the North Glen cop, that's where I live, North Glen. The Thornton cops were – at first they contacted the Thornton cops because that's where my kid's school is, and they had to pass the info along to the North Glen cops. North Glen cops have no clue what they want to do. They're not going to do anything. I just know it, and I think it sucks. I think it sends a bad message. I told my wife.
That sucks. I had a good interaction with police this week, so yeah. That sucked.
I guarantee if I had pushed, like if I had heard about it and I went down to the park and I pushed that lady that pushed my son, I guarantee that I'd be tased or shot or something, arrested at the very least. So I was not happy. I wasn't a happy camper. But the school gets a sweeto. And that leads me into other sweetos that I've had. I went to my daughter's presentation on trees. It was lovely. Other kids were presenting, and they had a bunch of posters, and it was fun. It was a good time. My daughter worked extremely hard on that project. So did my wife. Wifix really, really helped out and made her day, you know, so she did really good. I'm extremely proud of her and my son. He's, you know, my son is getting ready to go into high school at his school, and he's going to be getting a college degree at the same time he gets his diploma, which is awesome. So these next 4 years are going to be pretty grueling, but man, once he's done, he's going to have a high school diploma and a college degree. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy, man. I was really surprised. Also, I saw an article, gaming related, that a man proposed to his wife using Mario Maker. yeah, it was really cool. And what's really funny is, like, she's playing this level because she's really into Mario Maker. She doesn't even notice the words that are on the screen. But it took him to... pointed out to her, but of course she said yes, and it was actually really cool. Let's see. I'm trying to catch up on chat. I don't see. Yeah, that chaperone should never chaperone again, Dunder Buster says. I agree.
Yeah, it's one thing to, like, say something, like, to be shitty and stuff, but when she put her hand on your son...
Right,
that's the line that no adult should be crossing with
that's
another.
The thing. Like, I don't – like kids. When the Thornton cops came, they were like, you know, well, did he get hurt? And I – you know, he said no, he didn't get hurt. But does it take getting hurt to actually do your job and give a ticket or something of that nature? And right away I'm like, you know, I don't think the school thought it was a joke. I don't think it's a joke. I don't know. I know you guys have better things to do, but do you guys think this is not worthy of looking into? I mean, apparently this lady has a bad reputation anyway. So, you know, I don't know, man. Things like this, like, seem kind of minor, but in the end, they're not really minor. I don't know.
It's definitely something the cops should look into. I mean, yeah. how hard is it for one police officer to do an investigation?
It's not, man. It's as simple as my son had witnesses. He had teacher witnesses. The school's the people that called the police in the first place. So
yeah, we can't have fucking people like touching like kids like. No. Like that, or like Jerry Sandusky type way, but like just in general, like you shouldn't be touching children.
I mean, I can understand like if I not understand pushing my son. That I don't understand. My son is the most non confrontational person that I think I've ever known. You know,
I could see you yelling at the kid and such like that. Like, I've done that with kids. Like, well, I yell at them all the time.
Right. But they weren't doing anything for one. Yeah. I mean, they were fucking throwing water on each other. Like, it would be one thing if they were obnoxious and threw water on her. I mean, I guess you could kind of see where she may have reacted.
No,
like
no,
that.
No. Uh-uh.
But, no, I understand that, but I'm saying, like,
even if he threw water on it, it's not like he threw a punch.
Right, right.
Like, if a kid, like, punched somebody and then they punched the kid back, like, I can understand that.
Right.
But if somebody throws water on you and then you're like – then you decide to shove them about it, like, grow up, you little you're acting like the child. You're supposed to be the adult, and you're acting like a child.
Yeah, and you know, Freak Five says he'd be in jail for assault. I think about that, and things could have been way different. Like, Wiffix really wanted to chaperone, but it just didn't work. And you know, I know how we would.
Oh, well, that's because as Freak Five Chaos says, I bet Frank's kids get pissed at their friends for talking about how hot Wiffix is. That's why she's not allowed to chaperone.
Well, that's actually true, man. But you know, I don't know, man. Like, to me, it just the way that the North Glen cop handled things was just way weird, man. I'm like, dude, and he looked at us. He looked at my son. He's like, "Did you get hurt?" And my son was like, "No." Like, do you seriously have to get hurt in order to prevent further behavior like this? Like, is that what you want? You wanted my son to be hurt before you went out and gave her a ticket or gave her at least a talking to? Jesus Christ, man. I mean, the cops suck. I don't know. They're an all-time – I've talked ad nauseum about them before. They're an all-time stinko. We should have Hall of Fame stinkos on this shore. On the show, I, and then maybe I can just drop cops, you know, altogether. But man, they don't make it easy for me. I tell you that much. All right, break. What is your
So my interaction with the police this week happened a couple nights ago. I was sitting home watching TV, and like all of a sudden we like hear loud noises above the TV. Like, what the fuck is going on? We're watching an action show, and it's louder outside. Walk out my front door. There's a cop arresting a guy on his knees in the middle of the street. This guy is throwing like every profane word he could at him, and at one point he started getting violent with the cop. The cop refrained from all violence. He was completely calm with this guy, who was he seemed like maybe he was high on something, you know, crack or heroin. I don't know. Well, around here it's probably heroin or meth. But as the cop said later, they think he was mentally ill too. But he was getting violent with this cop, and unlike what I've seen from the police in the past, there's several years when I've seen like somebody get violent with a cop, like they get violent right back. But this cop, he was calm, he was reserved. It was really impressive to see it. I think like that's what I want to see from my police.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way. He had too many witnesses. I don't know how many people were.
No, it was just it happened right in front of my house. I was me and Mrs. Breakman were the only two witnesses for any of it.
Thankfully, what was
well, right? And I wasn't. I didn't have my camera out for any of it. I was just sitting there like watching this guy was angry and, you know, throwing profanity and stuff like that. And he was trying to get the cop to hit him, like he was attacking a cop. And at one point, like, he's like, "Go, you can't hit me, I'm black." And I'm – the cop arresting him was black. And I'm like, wait. Okay. that was one of the things he said. And just he said a lot of, like, random stuff, like, to the point where I was thinking he was mentally ill too. But just the way that police officer handled it, like, he has my respect.
Well, that's good, man. It's rare that we get a good story about cops on the show. So,
yeah, it was,
luckily
the other police showed up because when the guy got violent with him, like he radioed for backup like right away, you know.
Yeah.
But he remained calm. He didn't fight this guy. He held him, and then like after he finally got him in the cop car, he went in there and calmly talked to him.
Yeah. I bet you he didn't listen to
even though that guy was not calm. He was throwing every profanity at this cop, and like he was like, if I was that cop, I would have headbutted this motherfucker at some point. Like, I don't think I could have handled that assault.
Yeah, well, I mean, saying profanities to police is perfectly
well. No, it wasn't just profanity. Like I said, he was fighting back. Like, you know, he was, even though he was cuffed, like he was trying to throw elbows and stuff like that.
You know, I bet you any money if that guy listened to this when he was a kid, that shit wouldn't have happened. Have you guys seen the video to this? It's like classic, man. I don't even know what the hell's going on.
Actually, you know what? I think he probably was on a lot of drugs. I do remember after when the other cops showed up, they were searching his car, and there was something about a bag. Like, they were like, we found a bag! I guess there are drugs in it, but they weren't very specific. It was just, we found a bag! We've got a bag!
We found a bag, yeah. All right, Eric.
And my other sweeto goes to the unofficial start of summer, the best fucking season that exists.
Yeah.
I love summer. Fall is okay. I mean, it starts out all right, and you get to sometimes weather in the lower 80s, higher 70s, which is beautiful weather. But then at a certain point towards winter, it starts getting down in the 40s and 50s, and you're like, fuck this shit. And then winter comes, and God knows it drops below 30, and sometimes it drops below zero. Winter's the worst season ever. Fuck winter.
And then
spring comes, and it's like, oh, spring, it's getting warmer. Like, this feels good, but there's still times where you got to wear your jacket and still got to wear jeans, and then there's still, like, cold periods. But then summer comes.
There's
no jackets. There's no coats. Like, you wear as little clothing as possible.
Yeah.
It just feels great. I'd rather sweat than shiver any day of the week.
Winter is actually really nice here. It's like 65 degrees, sun. Like, it's awesome, man. I like winter in Colorado.
You're breaking apart. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me
Kinda.
Now?
Kinda. You were saying some lying shit before, so I didn't.
No, I was saying that winter here is awesome. It's like 65 degrees, sun. You know, it's awesome, man. Let's see. Freak 5 says it's probably why he was on drugs, to get the memory of that song out of his head. That song's awesome, man. God damn you, man. This is
Frank, you're dying audio wise. Like,
what is going on, man? I don't know what the hell.
I don't know.
On.
Like, you're like on your last breath. The machine.
Is that better? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Not really. You sound exactly the same.
All right.
What about you, Eric? What do you think?
Eric, can you hear me?
Eric. Only us. You sound a little off.
All right. I'm going to hang up on you guys. I'll get you guys right back.
You sound robotic to me is what you sound like.
All right. I don't know, guys. I don't know what the hell's going on with the audio on the show. Hopefully it's not too bad for you guys out there. I'll call these guys right back. We'll get right back into the fray of things. Let's see. Freak 5 says probably why. Okay, yeah, we already went through that. Why did they say see you next Tuesday, Freak 5? I don't understand that. Is it an in-joke or something?
Aloha.
Hey, can you guys hear me better now?
No, I can hear my own voice. God right. Damn it.
Damn,
for Bison, sucks. It was only Tuesday.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I don't care what anybody says. I like that movie.
Freak 5 says me.
It wasn't a good movie. It was a bad movie, but I liked it.
I never said I didn't like it, but I wanted to reference it.
Freak 5 says me and Mrs. Freak want to move to Colorado. Yeah, come on down, guys. It's awesome here. I like
that and Mario Brothers. Like, those were two terrible movies. I like them both. I don't care.
All right, I think that we got through all. Oh no, Eric, you're sweet-o, man.
Yeah, my niece Adeline K. White was born this week.
Yeah, congratulations, man. Now you have like multiple niece nephews type deal.
Yeah, only two from the same sister.
Yeah, doesn't make sense. Well, retire to Colorado, Freak 5. Trust me, you'll have tons of fun here. 20 years. You guys got what? Another 10 years on that job, and then you can retire. So. There you go. Oh, they're not working on Monday. That's why they said next Tuesday. Cool. All right. On to reviews. Eric, you're not really going to do you're just going to do basically a preview of your review on your written review, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So go ahead and do that.
Uncharted 4. It's definitely better than Uncharted 3. Uncharted 3's biggest problem for me was that the game set pieces were increasingly more insane than the last. This one's a lot more low key, more in tune with the original Uncharted, although it does have a few crazy moments. And I guess in that regard, it's just less in your face, and oh my god, you're trying to jack this up to 12, and it's not working. But I think they tried to do that so much to cover up the fact that they completely ruined the story, and they had to do something to cover it up. Because Uncharted 3 had a lot of plot points that were just discarded because of that they need to get the game out. Like the whole thing with Cutter and Chloe leaving the plot midway through the game. There's supposed to be more stuff with them, and Nathan's motivations for doing whatever the fuck he was doing in that game are just unclear, especially with the villains. It's like, why are you after this treasure? So it's a story about his long lost brother who he thought was dead and came back, and then they go on one last adventure, and he's supposed to be retired, but he's actually doing a legit job as a salvage worker. Underwater salvage. There's actually a point in the game where you play the very first level of Crash Bandicoot. And that was kind of interesting. Hmm. But I don't get why this game is oh so amazing like other people think it is. Because, like I was seeing Dan Shu, in case you don't know Dan Shu, is he used to be in charge of EGM.
Yeah.
But he was like gushing about the epilogue of the game. And I thought the epilogue was just okay. I guess it does leave the door open. Like, if they wanted to do an Uncharted 5, and I don't think they will do, they have a new character they could start that with if they wanted. I don't know. The game's gameplay is a little bit more in line with Last of Us, and enemies aren't as bullet spongy as they were in previous games. And it does involve a lot more stealth mechanics. In fact, you could deal with every counter by doing stealth takedowns if you want a lot more easily than you could in any of the other Uncharted games. So it's not just a complete shoot fest.
It looks so pretty.
But it's an Uncharted game through and through, though. It's not doing anything new.
All right, so what are you giving it? And then tell people where they can see a written review, Eric.
I think I will give this game an 8.
All right.
Although then, the site that I'm going to be posting it on, it's not going to have a standard score. It's going to have a phrase attached to it, but the phrases are ordered in such a way that you could work out the number. But you wouldn't know that unless you knew what the phrases were.
Yeah.
Because they go in a sequential order, though.
All right, so where can we see that written review, Eric?
Whenever it gets up, it'll be on apostagamer.com.
All right.
It's my own personal blog space.
There you go.
That I'm using more as a portfolio for my work.
Yeah. All right, I got a review of Wolf Among Us. I actually beat the fucking game now. It's awesome. It's a good game. I like the cel-shaded art style. I don't know if there's a big difference between the PS3 and the PS4 version. I played it on the PS3. I'm sure it's
I'm guessing it's just like frames and video quality.
I hope, because it could benefit from that. If I get a PS4, I'm probably going to pick it up on the PS4 just... You know, if I read a review and it says the frame rate's a little bit better, I would love to play it on the PS4.
What is Person of Interest, by the way?
It's a show on TV.
It's a great
It's okay. You're breaking up.
You're cutting out, man.
Yeah, you're cutting out, dude. I'm gonna hang up on Breakman. I'll call you right back, dude. Yeah, it's a show on TV, man. You know, I heard it good things. I saw a couple episodes, and I liked what I saw. So, you know, these guys have seen way more than me. So, you know, they say it's a really, really good show. All right, do we got your break? Back break?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. Frank wanted it canceled because he's afraid it'll become true and he won't be able to keep hiding how old he is after that happens. There's a bunch of shows that got canceled. Like, Whippix is watching a show called The Return that, man, got canceled for whatever reason, man. It was a good show.
Yeah, it sucks a lot of times when shows get canceled because they're when a show gets canceled, usually there's still millions of people watching that show on network television, for instance. Like, we got 5 million people. We need like 10 million. So yeah, fuck you, 5 million.
Yeah, they have the Square Enix complex, man, for sure.
I understand because it's all about the advertisers. Like, those guys rule everything.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not getting advertising money, then...
You need the dollar, which rules everything, unfortunately. Yeah.
And it sucks. I was watching The Omen, which was not a good show, but towards the end, it started to get really good. Like, the last couple of episodes were really good, what I really expected
that show to be. That was the same thing with the Muppets television show. Like, it started off really bad, but the last, like, they got a new person to do the last half of the show, and it turned into... It, for people who watched the original Muppets, I think there was some nostalgic feelings to it.
Yeah. They canceled that show, but Omen was canceled.
That's what I'm saying.
And it sucks because, man, they had so much fucking ripe material to go with. And I was looking forward to second season, but they canceled that. But anyways, back to Wolf Among Us. The choices are interesting. I ended up doing okay, I guess, but I'm sure there's like plenty of other endings, like where people don't die or do die or whatever. I think I did the best I could. There were, I don't know if you get a special ending or something if everybody lives.
So it's different than The Walking Dead, where the ending's always going to be the same, but it just might have slight variances. So these are actual completely different endings.
In other words, Frank doesn't know.
Did we lose Frank? Fucking hell. We lost Frank.
He blamed me. I think it's him. I think he's the audio problem. It's him. I blame the Frank. Can anybody in chat still hear us, or are we just talking to ourselves? Frank says keep going, guys. I don't know why. Like, is he?
I think he muted, and we're still on.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I can talk about X-Men then.
Go ahead. Just no spoilers and make it brief so we can all talk about it, or so I can talk about it with Mario and you next week.
Well, I want...
Because I know Frank's not going to see it, huh?
I wanted to make some jokes on Frank's expense, but...
Go ahead. Do it anyway.
Nah, it wouldn't be as fun because he'd get kind of mad about it.
Frank versus Apocalypse. Frank's older.
Yes. So, X-Men vs. Apocalypse, I've said many times, like, this is the comic book movie that I've been waiting for. Like, this is what I wanted when I was a little kid. It really didn't disappoint me, but after Civil War, like, I kind of felt underwhelmed because Civil War was so fucking good. And Dungeon Buster said kind of the same thing in chat. But this was a good movie. But my favorite experience of today was that I got there early today. I didn't go right from work because they didn't have an earlier showing. Normally, I'd just come right from work. And like last time was Civil War.
At 4 o'clock, I had to have to see it in 2D only, and I would be late.
Yeah. See, I saw the 3:30 showing on 3D, and so that's – I barely got here pretty much. Well, no, it wasn't that I barely got here. I had stuff to do too. So – what was I saying about it? Like, I forgot what I was saying. Dungeon Buster says Apocalypse was really underwhelming. I think
from the very beginning, though. I mean, he looked like fucking Ivan.
Intimidating in the when he's fighting somebody in their minds, but I won't say anything else like that. Like, that was when he was like, oh, like, this is the Apocalypse from the comics. Like, but for the most part, like, he was kind of underwhelming. But my favorite experience was from this is that I got there early. Normally I don't. And the person in front of me said, well, how long are the previews? And I heard him say 20 minutes. I'm like, ah, crap. I don't watch 20 minutes of previews. Let's see what they got at the food court. They got beer at the food court.
Which theater did you go to? The Alamo?
Cinemark. No, the Cinemark theater. I love Cinemark, and I love them more because they have Mad Tree there.
What's Mad
Tree? They're the local small brewery. Hopefully they get bigger. So they have that. So I got a beer, and I went in, sat down. I was still a little bit early. I watched a couple of previews that were
instead of doing Apocalypse, they probably should have just done Mr. Sinister and then do it Apocalypse.
Actually, I don't want to do we want to talk about spoilers or not?
No.
Okay, then.
Sounds like he's in the movie, too, though, from what you're alluding.
Moving on. Apocalypse himself was kind of underwhelming. Like, he's supposed to be, like, an intimidating force, and the rest of the movie, I don't know. I think they did pretty good with the characters, and it was fun. Special effects and the fight sequences were pretty good. Obviously, everybody knows Wolverine is in the movie. He does make a pretty cool cameo. It was a fun movie, but my favorite experience is I found out that they serve beer. So I might have missed a couple scenes because, they have beer, and I had to go out to the lobby to get some beer. What did Frank say?
He didn't say anything.
Hang on, guys. Got to restart a couple of things. You guys are going to have to end the show. My plugs don't see X-Men where we'll fall. I'll play the outro when you guys are done. Well, shit, that sucks. So that's a spoiler for everybody listening. It looks like me and Eric are going to shut the show off here in a few minutes.
All right. My biggest concern with this film was that they are basically just trying to do The Last Stand over again. But this time it's Apocalypse.
No,
we're going to do it better than last time, but apparently they only somewhat succeeded.
There's a lot of good to this movie. Like, I did enjoy it. Like, it's not one of the worst. It's one of the better X-Men movies, but I'd say it's closer to the middle as opposed to close to the top, like X-Men Future Past. Like, the last movie was spectacular, whereas this movie is like, but then it does have a lot of cool references to the older, like the 80s versions of the X-Men movie, which was one of my kind of complaints about this movie. Unlike the other two X-Men movies where you got a real sense of what time period you're in. Mm-hmm. There are only a couple of scenes where it maybe feels like you're in the 80s. Like, for the most part, you could be in any time period when this movie is going to, it feels like. Mm-hmm. What was I also going to say?
Should I see this movie in 3D?
Yeah, it's got some cool 3D special effects. And Freak Fight's got to go. See you later, Freak.
I guess we should just wrap it up and do plugs and get out of
here. I know I wanted to say something else about it, but I can't remember what it is. Maybe I'll remember what we've done on plugs. We already did Frank, so you can go ahead and plug.
All right. I'm going to plug Boston Basher Brigade. You can find my review of Coda Princess on there for the PC. And I'm also going to plug VogNetwork.com. Hopefully by Sunday, the review of The Walking Dead Michonne will be up. And excuse me. And you can also find my other reviews at TotallyGN and HonestGamers.com and GameTactics.com. And you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG. And I will be doing a snack review of the three new M&M flavors. That's chili nut, honey nut, and coffee nut, as soon as I can find
it. You're a brave man.
Yeah.
I remember the other thing I wanted to say about the X-Men movie. There were a lot of so-called jokes in the movie, but only a handful of them were funny.
Mm.
Like that, I don't know why, but a lot of the jokes just really fell flat for me. I don't know how Dungeon Buster felt, but like, yeah, because he brought up Quicksilver, who was really most of the humor of the movie. But yeah.
Mm.
So I want to plug RP Grinders on Twitter and at @break_man.
And I'll plug Frank Benches to being better than Dragon Quest VIII. Frank is better than Dragon Quest VIII, right? Or is he worse? I don't know.
And Dungeon Buster says in chat, Quicksilver wins the 80s because of the shirts he wears. He wore a shirt like Atari and such like that. It would have been so great if he had won it at his house and he played that instead of at the instead of the cabinet. You mean like the Mrs. Pac-Man machine he plays? It's not much of a spoiler, but there's a Mrs. Pac-Man machine in Quicksilver's bedroom. Mm-hmm. There you go.
But with that, we're going to end the show. And next week, well, who knows what will happen. So, see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Happy Memorial Day.
Just going to hang up now. Bye-bye.